Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Jewel of Life Podcast. Yes, sir. We're going to go to the scripture show today. Yes, sir. We're going to talk about the fall of Babylon. America falling soon. That's what I'm going to talk about today. Of course, we're going to talk about some other things, too, of course. You know what we do. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Jewel of Life Judah Life Podcast, King Judah 23 here. You can catch me on Instagram at KINGJUDAH23. That's on my personal page. Also, you can go on our website. The link is in the bio and find out what streaming service has the Judah Life Podcast in your area. Okay, so before we get started here today, I want to first thank everybody for the continued support. To continue to put great content out there, the commitment that you guys will continue to support. We continue to put good content out there, and we're just very, very excited. Also, we are very, very close to 10,000 subscribers on our channel. Yes, sir. Yes. We should get a nice little round of applause, but I'm the only one here, right? So I'm going to applaud myself for right now, but the whole entire network needs a round of applause. It has been very, very, very mind-blowing. And honestly, this channel has always been here for a long time, okay? I just changed the name and, reworked some things out, whatever like that. And I just said, well, I'm just going to put some YouTube shorts out there and see how it goes. And I remember my first successful video. It was not the Jay-Z and Rihanna video. That's the most views. We almost had 1 million views with that. And I'm just you'll think it'll happen to other content creators. You'll think it'll happen to other people. You just never think that your channel and your network is really gonna be that good to a point people are going to keep watching the views over and over. It's over almost 1 million views, man, on that Jay-Z and Rihanna. But my first one was a European guy going to this island, and he was killed by the natives. And he was trying to push that Christianity stuff on them, and they killed him instantly. I believe I had over 1,000 views within a couple of days, and I had people commenting, you stole the content, you stole this, you stole that. Guys, I'm gonna tell you something. When you start to become successful, people start coming at you. I had to learn that. And honestly, tell you the truth, and I want to thank this one person for opening my eyes on that. You'll be like, man, what? He brotherhood. He sold his soul. I know he sold his soul. I know it. But Shannon Sharp, when he did that Cat Williams interview and it blew up the way it blew up, people was coming at him left and right. And then all of a sudden his podcast and his show was just been blowing up ever since, man. It's been blowing up ever since. And honestly, to tell you the truth, I kind of see us doing the same thing, man. Honestly, to tell you the truth, that Rihanna Jay-Z video, and we'll talk about Hollywood in a little bit. But you know, we don't talk about Hollywood like that. You know, we talk about everything, right? So again, I want to thank you guys for the continued support, man. All right. Also, please go on my website. Please go on the Empire Network website. The link is in the bio, okay? The link is in the bio. I'm going to say one more time. The link is in the bio. Whatever you're listening, however you're listening, the link is going to be in the bio. You can copy and paste it, or you can click on it if it's clickable, okay? Now, it's going to come up and say 404 page does not exist. That is incorrect, okay? On the bottom, it says go to homepage. Click on the homepage, and then boom, my webpage, the website is right there. I don't know what's going on with that particular link, but I may have to do some techie things or whatever like that and get that worked out. But it's going to come out. It's going to pop up 404 page does not exist. No, the page does exist, guys. Underneath of it, it says go to homepage, and boom, right then and there, it's going to have the Empire Network, okay? My core base for this podcast is on Spotify, the Jewel of Life Podcast on the Empire Network. But you can always go to Google, type Judah Life Podcast, okay? JUDAHLYFE, not LIFE, LYFE, Judah Life Podcast. okay? And search on Google, and I'm on Apple Podcasts, I'm on Google Podcasts, I'm on quite a few streaming networks. So continue to support, and also please support this. I told people on YouTube on my live, we need more people on this platform as well. We need more action on this platform. Yes, I'm going to continue to give you one day out the week on Saturday mornings. I'm going to continue to talk that real stuff to you. But we need a lot more support. We need a lot more support for this podcast. This is really my start, and I will never get rid of this podcast. I want to let you guys know that. I will never get rid of this podcast. I don't care how big I am. I don't care how big the Empire Network on YouTube or any other streaming platform is starting to get. I will never leave. I will never leave. I will never, never, listen to me. I will never leave this podcast, because this podcast was the start. Okay? I started this podcast when I didn't even have the Empire Network. Okay? It was just me and my thoughts. And so you always got to go back to the beginning to continue to elevate, okay? But you don't want to stay in the beginning. See, that's why a lot of people in the hood get it fucked up. Well, man, you change. You should change. You should be able to change after you get out the hood. You should be able to want to elevate. Yes, but yeah, I can go back to my old neighborhoods and be like, man, this is where I came from. But I'm not gonna stay there. All right, but it's the same thing with this podcast, man. Listen, I don't care how big, how many views I get on YouTube, and I know one day eventually they're gonna come up and give me an application. Hey, you know, your channel has been doing real, real good. We want to be partners with you. You know, and the Most High said in his word, use your enemy as your footstool. Yes, YouTube has a lot of community guidelines, TikTok too, but YouTube has a bunch of guidelines, and that's why I cannot really fully do the simulcast between my Spotify platform and my YouTube platform, because I talk too real, man. I talk too real, and YouTube is going to be like, we can't have this dude. We can't have this dude around. I'm just going to be honest with you. But even with me being cautious as I am with the YouTube channel, even with how cautious I am, they still sometimes be like, okay, that's a little bit too much. You know, I posted this faggot wanting to fight this woman, and the security guard grabbed the faggot and threw him down. And the women, I'm just gonna be honest with you, women are the number one cheerleaders for homosexuals, but we're gonna move on. It was like, man, why you hit him? Why you threw him down like that? He all threw his goofy ass out the damn building that you want to fight a woman. You are a whole man and you want to fight a woman. I just, and then you know what kills me is that the women go for that, right? The women go for that. It just boggles my mind. But anyway, also I want to talk about the Judah Life Shop. Yes, we have the Judah Life Shop. We got ebooks for sale. Yes, we have ebooks for sale. We have my ebook is going, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that, but including my ebook, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 ebooks available right now, okay? Now, I'm gonna give you the titles of the book that you can buy right now. The 7-step blueprint to rewiring your mind for success. Okay, 5 passive income businesses you can start today, how to get 100 followers a day on Instagram, how to become an influencer, virtual networking success, and the 5 Amazon FBA mistakes you must avoid. Okay, all these books, and I want you to understand what I'm telling you, all these books is under $10. I'm going to say that one more time for the people in the back. All these books I have on my Judah Life Shop right now, on the Empire Network website, all of it is under $10. Okay? Now, I'm also going to update you what I got going on as well. All right? I also have an ebook coming out myself, okay? It's the How to Dispatch Trucks Guide to Starting Your Dispatching Company. Now, I'm a freight dispatcher by the day, okay? I own my own freight dispatching service, all right? I represent the trucking companies that's on the road delivering, picking up and delivering freight every single day. I represent those guys, all right? So that's what I do. I have my business, and also I'm continuing to grow my other business as well. But we gotta start real, real small, just like with this podcast, just like on this side here. You know, we had to start off small. Okay, we're gonna start off here. We're gonna do the podcast. We're gonna work the podcast. We're gonna have a nice little library of stuff, and then boom, we're gonna start hitting you with the network. We're gonna start hitting you with the YouTube channels. That's how we're gonna do. That's how I'm gonna do with my transportation company as well. So. Yes, the How to Dispatch Trucks Guide to Starting Your Dispatching Company by Ellis Wright is $8. It will go on sale April the 22nd. And the reason why I'm holding off to the 22nd of April is because I want to go back. If any kind of error is on that I made, I want to be able to correct it. I want to give you guys the best ebook possible. If you're interested, I'm going to say this again. If you're interested in starting your own truck dispatching company, you got to pick up this book, okay? Pick up the ebook. It's going to be $8. I'm going to say that one more time. It's $8. You spend more on that on weed. I'm going to say it one more time for the people in the back. People spend more than $8 on weed. You spend more than $8 going to the damn gas station pumping gas. For a mere $8, why not pick up that book? And I'm not trying to be a salesman. I'm being real with you, right? For $8, why not pick up the damn book? If you want to invest in yourself, you really want to be like, okay, this is how I want to start my own business. Listen, being a truck dispatching owner, it doesn't take a lot of money. It doesn't. Yes, you need your office supplies. Yes, you need a working computer with an internet. You need a printer. Yes, you need all that. But hell, you don't even need a printer no damn more. Because the iPhones and these new phones here, they keep all your stuff for you. But I wouldn't suggest having all those documents on your phone. And that will, of course, that will eat up your storage. But yes, you need office supplies, you need a computer, you need a printer, you need those types of stuff, but it's not a lot of money to start your freight dispatching company, guys. It's not. And I'm going to show you how to win over carriers. I'm going to show you how to get carriers. I'm going to show you what the day-to-day is like. For a freight dispatcher, how to talk to the brokers, how to negotiate rates, what's the average rate per mile? You need to know stuff about that. What's the rate per mile? Well, King Judah, what do you mean by rate per mile? Exactly. That's why you need to get the book. That's exactly why you need to get the book. You need to get the book. And also coming up late in April, I will be having my dispatching class. Yes, I have a dispatcher's class as well. If you need more training, let's say for instance you buy the book, you understand it, but you need a little bit more one-on-one time. You need a little bit more one-on-one time. Okay, then that's fine. For a mere, listen to this. I want you to listen to this. And you're going to be like, man, that's a lot of money. It's not. Because most truck dispatching classes start off what, $600-$700. I know a lady right now that is going all over the country and also going to the UK as well, and she charging $1,100 easily per person, easily, and she'll have about 6, 7, 8 people there. I'm just being honest, guys. So my dispatching course, okay, is a 2 to 3 hour course. You can go online. You can decide to do it online, or you can decide to meet up at a location, and I'll teach you for 2 to 3 hours about truck dispatching and how to be a good dispatcher. All right, the course is going to be $200. Yes, for 2 to 3 hours, for $200, I'm gonna teach you everything you need to know about supply chain, pretty much. I'm gonna teach you everything you need to know with supply chain. Not only that, if you sign up for my dispatcher's course, the ebook will come free. If you buy the course, the ebook will be free. The book will be free. All right? If you buy the course, the ebook will come free. Okay? So you don't have to buy the book and then go buy the dispatcher's course or whatever. No, the book will come free. All right. And also on the website, it will show you how to pay. I accept Zelle and Cash App. If you want to buy a regular ebook, or you want to buy the dispatcher course, or the truck dispatcher's ebook, it will show you all the same. They're all going to be the same. How to order. I am not going through a third party processing company. No, we're not doing that. Everything is going to be independent. And I'm sorry, I'm talking this long. We'll get to the fall of Babylon in a minute, but I just want to let you guys know, hey, listen, this is what the Empire Network is going to continue to be about. This is what the Jew of Light podcast is going to be about, man. So we got things in motion, bro. We got things in motion. All right? We got things in motion. So that's the Judah Life shop. Judah Life clothing, okay? I have partnered with Bonfire, all right? The link is going to be underneath. Now click on the Judah Life clothing tab, all right? And it's going to give you the link to the store, all right? We have hoodies. We have classic tees. We got premium tees at very low prices. You'll go to Balenciaga right now, and a mere t-shirt may cost you $100. None of my stuff is even over $60. Ooh, come on. All my stuff, my whole entire collection. I got hoodies. I got tees, classic tees, premium tees. All my inventory, everything on my store is less than $60. You'll go to a Gucci store and go get a belt for $250. Does that make any fucking sense? Okay, and I have different types of colors to go along with it too. Different types of colors, yes sir. And the packaging is going to be phenomenal. The packaging is going to be phenomenal. You're going to know, okay, Judah Life partnered with a good company to push his clothing line. And guess what? Every single sale, part of the proceeds, part of the profits, will go towards my nonprofit foundation, which is called the Autism First Foundation. AWE-TISM First Foundation. Okay? And what the goal is for the foundation is to provide parents who child may be on the spectrum with resources and testing. Do you know that to get a child tested, okay, for autism, between $3,000 to $5,000? Yes, that's just to get your child tested to see if they're on the spectrum or not. $3,000 to $5,000. Don't forget everything else is going to have to come along with it. Forget everything else to come along with it. Just to get tested, $3,000 to $5,000. And the Autism First Foundation wants to relieve the burden of low-income parents that have to get their child tested for autism. Okay, so that's where we're at. And also, one more thing before we get to Babylon, right? We got a lot more stuff we're going to talk about. But also, we have a lot more content. Okay, we have a lot more content. Yes, sir. We have a lot more content. A lot more content. We are starting to push out music. We're starting to push out simulation gaming content. Yes, if you've been noticing the Dome Football League, the DFL, yes, we use Madden 17 technology. It's fictional players, fictional coaches, okay? Nobody's playing the game. It's all AI. All AI. Yes, sir. Right, and we'll be back next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday with games. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday with games. And again, you can go on the website and get the updated information when the game will be aired on the Empire Network on YouTube. Okay? And also, I also want to thank Drizzle Beats for providing me with great music, man. Listen, if you ever want to get a beat from Drizzle Beats, if you ever want to get sound production, if he wants to do it, because he's the type of guy, he's very, very busy, and he's not dealing with a lot of people who stupid. I'm just going to keep it 100. He's not going to deal with a lot of people who fucking stupid. All right? So don't come to him with that dumb shit. Man, I just want, man, I'll put a beat like Future and all that. Man, he's not about that, man. Okay? But if you guys want a beat, if you guys want something, if I talk to him, I can talk to him. If he agrees to it, hey, listen, go to my email, expressatldelivery@gmail.com. Let me know what you want, and then we can go from there. Okay? But I can't guarantee that he's going to participate in what you really want. You have to talk to him or go through me, and I'll talk to him, okay? But, yeah, so we want to thank Drizzle Beats for giving us great material. And also, a new song will be uploaded on the YouTube channel right after this podcast. So that's where we at, guys. All right, so all that stuff been covered. Woo! That was 21 minutes worth of coverage, man. But I have to because if I don't promote, you guys will never know. Damn, Drew Life, I had all this all along. Why you ain't saying nothing? Well, guess what? I'm saying something, right? And I'll continue to promote. And also, we're gonna have more promotions. We're gonna be on a lot more platforms, man. We're gonna do this thing right, man. We're gonna do this thing right. All right. But anyway, the fall of Babylon, okay? The fall of Babylon. Look what's going on in America, man. Look what's going on in America. Look what's going on. Come on, man. We got rising cases of cancer. We got all this stuff going on. I mean, it's just too much. Now, all of a sudden, now we involved with Haiti. We involved with China. We involved with the whole Ukraine-Russia shit. We involved with all this. We involved. And I'm going to tell you something. These foreign countries are tired of America. America is the modern Babylon, man. And I'm going to break down the scriptures. Why Babylon has to fall, okay? So we're going to go to Jeremiah chapter 51. Let's go to verse 1. This is what the Lord says. See, I will stir up the spirit of a destroyer against Babylon and the people of Lachmani. I will send foreigners to Babylon to widow her and to devastate her land. Okay, stop right there. What is going on currently today, the migrants? Where's currently going on today, the migrants? Now, I'm not saying that the migrants are being sent by Yah to destroy Babylon, but this is going to be a part of the devastation. This is going to be a part of the devastation of Babylon. Facts. And the people that should be worried should not be the Negro man, woman, and child. Especially if you're a one-third. If you're a one-third, you shouldn't be worried about these migrants whatsoever. You shouldn't be worried about it. Okay? But the people that should be worried is European Caucasians. Okay? Let's continue on to verse number 2. I will send foreigners to Babylon to widow her and to devastate her land. They will oppose her in every side in the day of her destroyer. Let not archer string his bow, nor let him put on his armor. Do not spare her young men, completely destroy her army. They will fall down slain in Babylon, fatally wounded in her streets. So what do they mean? It's gonna be a lot of death, guys. It's gonna be a lot of death. What do they mean? Nor let him put on his armor. Let's talk about it. The police. I just saw on the news. I think it was Milwaukee. I think it was a county in Milwaukee somewhere. But anyway, 75% of the police force and the firefighters are quitting. See, this is where we at, God. I'm just letting you guys know. Look at New York City. New York City, a lot of police officers left. Look at Chicago, a lot of police officers left. A lot of officers have been leaving these big city guys. And I'm just being honest. These Karens and Kens, they're going to be the ones that are going to be scared out their wits. I am telling you. And guess what? The Karens and Kens are not only white. There's some black Karens and Kens as well. Yes. Yes, sir. There are black Karens and Kens as well. I'm going to say that one more time. There are black Karens and Kens. There are black people that love to call the police just as much as white people. That is a goddamn truth. Okay? Let's continue. For Israel and Judah have not been forsaken by their God, the Lord Almighty, through their land. It is full of guilt before the Holy One of Israel. So, okay, we got to stop right there. For Israel and Judah. Judah's everything other than Negro. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Judah is Negro. Okay? The Gentiles is everything other than Negro. So what are they talking about? They're talking about black men, women, and children. The Most High has been speaking to his people the whole entire time. So for Israel and Judah have not been forsaken. So what does it say? So you just because you black doesn't mean you're not going to be judged. Let's just be all the way honest here. 85 to 90% of black folk think like white people. That's facts. They go get the same Mercedes Benz. They go to the same malls. They go shop for the same shoes. They go do this. They go do that to try to impress whitey. They do it. 85 to 90% of black folks think like white people, period. Okay? So for Israel and Judah have not been forsaken by, first of all, he's not a guy. He's Yahweh. He's an entity. But we're gonna go where they give us, right? By their Yah, the Lord Almighty, through their land, is full of guilt before a Holy One of Israel. Come on now. Come on. The Lord Almighty, through their land, is full of guilt. Trying to lay a slave trade. Woo! Start right there. Translated slave trade, Brown versus Board of Education, civil rights segregation. It's full of guilt before the Holy One of Israel. So what? Okay, so the full of guilt. All right, now why you think all these white people get on these TikToks and get on these platforms and say, black people, you the real chosen one of Israel? Woo! Come on, man. Come on. It's guilt. It's full of guilt. See, I I'm telling you guys right now, I am saying this. I've learned this from a white man myself. His name was Mark. And if I ever see him again, I got to get him on the Judah Light podcast. I got to get him on the Judah Light podcast. If I ever run to that to that great Gentile again, because I'm going to tell you something, black people, not all white people are horrible. There are some white people that are here that's from the John Brown bloodline. Do you understand that? Do you know who John Brown is? If you don't know who John Brown is, go on Google. You go on Google to find out if Beyonce shaked her ass last night or not. Go on Google and find out who John Brown is. See, we can't keep telling you who these people are, and then you get on Google and you try and find out the net worth of Jay-Z. You go try and find out the net worth of Lil Durk. You try to find out what really happened to King Von. You will go deep, 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 deep to find out what really happened to King Von, what really happened that night. You will be a better detective than the ATL detectives. You'll be a better detective than the real detectives. But you can't get on Google and find out who John Brown is. I can't keep spoon feeding you. But there are white people that still have the John Brown bloodline to this day. Facts. So if I ever see Mark again, I promise you, I'm going to get his number, and I got to get him on the Judah Light podcast. I got to get this man on here. I got to get him on here. Because he's going to tell you guys, I am telling you. And he says that almost every single day, white families around the country, no matter where they at, they could be in New York, they could be in Mississippi, they could be in Alabama, they could be in Cali, Nevada, don't matter. They get around the dinner table and all they talk about is that we gotta watch out for black people. Woo! Wait a minute, time out, what? Yes, sir. We gotta watch out for black people. When they gonna start taking the revenge on us? Oh, this is what white people think. This is how white people think and call European Caucasian. And I'm sorry if you're European Caucasian and you're upset about this, but let's just be honest here. I'm speaking truth. European Caucasians get around that dinner table, around that breakfast table, and they try to figure out, man, how can we put the blinders on black folks so they don't know who they are. What did Adolf Hitler say? What did he say? He said the day that the Negroes know who they are, the Jewish world takeover will stop right then and there. He said that out of his mouth in a speech in Munich in 1936. Jesse Owens said it in the book that Adolf Hitler treated him like a king. When he got back, he couldn't go to a certain bathroom. Come on, man. America has to pay. America, Babylon has to what? Fall, baby. Babylon has to fall, baby. It's full of guilt before the Holy One of Israel. Flee from Babylon. Run for your lives. Do not be destroyed because of her sin.